before. We're a little behind schedule, but I know Julie Sandberg is very proficient. So this is a land transaction briefing, public comment, and decision. And we will take public comment on this if there's any. Thank you, Julie. Good to see you.
Very good. Chairman, Commissioners, Director, and Deputy, my name is Julie Sandberg. I'm the Real Estate Services Manager for the agency. I have three transactions to bring before you today. The first one is located in Grays Harbor County near the town of Westport. This was first brought before you in February for the first portion of it, the north and south outlined in green. The property is currently owned by Anderson Logging Company. We are proposing to acquire the outline in red, which is 560 acres. We have worked very hard with our partner, Ducks Unlimited. They brought a National Coastal Wetland grant to the table in the first phase and are also very involved with our restoration efforts and a lot of potential on this property for waterfowl hunting. We are also very pleased that we are getting in and getting out on our grants. We received a Recreation and Conservation Office grant just about a month ago because we had done the initial acquisition and appraisal in a timely manner. Coming back now to finish it, we can use that first appraisal and come back to you quickly and close out this transaction, hopefully by the end of the year. The appraised value for the 560 acres is $1,070,000. Although the grant is open for 3 years, we're trying to get in, get closed, and acquire the property. During the remainder of the time the grant is open, we're able to use that funding on some of our operation and maintenance costs like weed control, ground survey, and or fencing when necessary. In addition, our budgets moving forward also include any new properties we've acquired to incorporate that operation and maintenance cost. This is a very diverse... Oh, go ahead.
I mentioned that I had a question, and I'll ask it now. So one of the pieces of the grant is called a critical habitat grant in your summary. Is that federal funding, fish and wildlife? I mean, it implies critical habitat. And does what kind of requirements ongoing might be involved with that grant?
For a wide variety of species, and the more diverse, the more points you get. Again, this is a saltwater estuarine area. It serves waterfowl. It also supports a year-round elk herd. This is also a category of the Washington Wildlife and Recreation Program that requires access for the public for recreation. So it's blending those values of providing habitat but also providing recreational opportunities.
Good morning, Chair and Commissioner Thorburn. I just wanted to clarify that the concept of federally designated critical habitat is not a concept associated with this grant category. It's a state-funded grant category.
The second transaction also happens to be the second phase of a property that we brought before you in June. This is located in Yakima County. It's known as the Cowichi Van Wyk property. It has long been in the Van Wyk family, and it took a lot of work from our partner, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, to keep the landowner at the table and interested in finding the right time to go ahead and sell the property to us. We had a strong partner in this transaction with Rocky Mountain Elk and also another conservation organization, Forterra Northwest. The first phase, as I mentioned, was acquired earlier this year. The red portion is the 900 acres that we're proposing to acquire with the recent funding that we also received from the state funds, the Recreation and Conservation Office. The appraised value of the property is $954,810. And again, the operation and maintenance, we can take care of some of those initial costs out of the grant while it's open for about 3 years. But we wanted to get in and get the property closed. Because this landowner wanted to be purchased in one transaction, we were able to use our federal funding to buy the first part of it. And then Forterra Northwest stepped in and is holding the property so that we will technically be acquiring it in this red hash-marked second phase from Forterra Northwest. Part of this transaction also includes a stewardship easement that Forterra Northwest requested in order to better document their commitment to long-term stewardship. They'll help us with some of that restoration. They want to do some environmental education and interpretive work out on the property. So that's a long-term permanent commitment on the property, which is why that easement comes before you as well. The third transaction is located in southwestern Skagit County. It's known as the Fur Island Farm Easement Amendment. That's a lot of words. This transaction comes before you because... Yes, sir.
It says Snohomish County on the paperwork. That's.
Thank you. I corrected that once, and it just keeps coming back.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It wants Skagit to be in County. Snohomish.
I got to protect Skagit County. You know.
Thank you. The unit is part of our Fur Island Farm Snow Goose Reserve Unit. This is a long-term restoration project that involved moving back a dike like 5,500 feet. In the news this week, you heard about to the south, Lekwe Island, near Kameno, where a dike was removed. Tremendous restoration project. This is a little bit further north. This particular project restored 132 acres of marshland in the estuary. And the transaction we're bringing before you today is to amend this easement. So we have an easement with the Dike District number 22, and they have rights to go on the dike road and do their necessary repairs to the dike. As we've worked on the restoration, we had to ensure the pumps were functioning. We had some nature interfere a couple years ago that slowed it down, but now everything's functioning. The dike has been moved. This is a great view looking to the northeast that shows you the natural flow now with the dike that was removed off to the lower right-hand corner of the property. This is, again, looking a little more due east across the property that shows you some new channels that were put in. The new setback dike was moved from the lower right to the upper portion where it says new setback dike. Tremendous restoration project. The region's very proud of this one. If the easement amendment is approved, then we'll go ahead and record that document, and the Diking District will take over maintenance and operation of this structure.